Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Members of the Massachusetts Congressional Delegation are engaged in a heated exchange with the president today. The president tweeted this morning that Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York used to approach him before he was president. He says she was, quote, begging for campaign contributions and that she would, quote, do anything for them. The tweet came after Senator Gillibrand called on him to resign because of accusations of sexual misconduct. Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark tweeted, "Women know Trump is that guy, the insecure sexual predator who bullies any woman who dares to hold him accountable." She and more than 100 other Democratic members of the House are calling on the House Oversight Committee to investigate the president for sexual misconduct. As for the president's tweet, the White House today said there is no way the president's message was sexist and that only people with their minds in the gutter would read anything sexual into it. Congresswoman Clark disagrees.
I find the tweet that the president sent today to Senator Gillibrand to be shocking, disturbing, and very sexually charged. And I think he deserves a strong response. And he has to know that women of America are going to hold him accountable and that he cannot continue to talk that way to any women, and especially not to Senator Gillibrand, who has really devoted her career to standing up for women. And we're going to stand with her.
And why sexual, insecure, sexual predator? Why those words?
I think he shows us that time and again. He told us himself on the tapes that we all heard in 16 that he is a sexual predator, that he feels that it is his right as a celebrity to grab women, to touch them inappropriately, to just kiss them at his will. And I think we see every day his insecurity about a host of things, but any criticism or trying to hold him accountable sets off a bullying tactic that has become part of how he operates. And he's president of the United States, and we simply are not going to stand for it.
Well, a lot of people say that they won't stand for it, from you to Senator Elizabeth Warren to California's Eric Swalwell to Kentucky's John Yarmuth. These are all people who have spoken out today against the president's tweet. These are all Democrats. You're calling the president of the U.S. an insecure sexual predator. What do you want a comment like that to accomplish? And do you have the goal of somehow bringing in Republicans, bringing them into the outrage?
Well, I would certainly hope that we wouldn't need much more evidence or, you know, rhetoric from this president to make Republicans very uneasy.
Are you hearing anything back from them? I mean, is this a bipartisan response? Because so far it doesn't sound like it.
So far, we have not seen Republicans asking to join us in our request to the Oversight Committee for an investigation into the allegations that have been made by 19 different women against the president. And, you know, we hope that they will.
The allegations were made during, or many of them at least, were made during the president's campaign. He has been president all year now. Why the request for the investigation into the allegations now? Why wait until now?
I think we're in a watershed moment. This Me Too moment forward is the reason that we are coming out and saying, as members of Congress, we are women and men who have power and have a voice that we can use in the public, and we have to speak out and demand that all of us as elected public servants, and that includes the president, be held accountable and that we investigate and get to the facts. And that starts with speaking out for the women who have accused the president and who are saying they want to be heard.
Does it feel to you, though, like a disconnect between where you are and where many of many people in the populace are? Because in Massachusetts, one-third of the population voted for Trump in full knowledge of these allegations. So for those who say you might be grabbing onto the Me Too momentum, they think it's political to try and take down the president. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, I would say to them that I expect that people look at many things that members of Congress do through a political lens. But this is about holding accountable someone who is admitted to being someone who sexually assaults women. And I think in this moment, we owe to start changing this culture. We have to do it at the top. And that's Democrats, that's Republicans, and that includes the president.
Representative Catherine Clark, nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.